This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Corn growers are pushing to get year-round access to E15. We'll have more from the National Corn Growers Association right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The National Corn Growers Association recently put out a call to action to help push year-round E15 across the finish line. Neil Kasky, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, said securing permanent access to E15 would be a significant boost for a tough ag economy.
We did. We launched a call to action a couple weeks ago to get as many supporters of ethanol and E15 in particular to sign a letter that we are sending to congressional leaders that will demonstrate the support that exists right now in rural America for E15. And obviously, you are following the farm economy, and obviously your listeners are living it. These are tough times.
Year-round E15 wouldn't just provide a small boost. In fact, Kasky said it would offer a significant boost to the ag economy while also making fuel easier on the pockets of consumers.
Every 1% increase in the blend rate equates to about 500 million bushels of corn. The E15, it is not a mandate at all. It just kind of clears out some of the outdated regulations that prevent retailers from offering unleaded 88 to drivers. And so we believe that when given the choice, kind of pull up to the pump and you see something that is 20 to 25% cheaper than regular fuel, you're probably going to pick E15.
For more information, visit ncga.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our morning, midday, and closing market podcasts under the podcast tab. For the world of agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.